Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members, and I do know that time is brief, so I'll be try to give you what you need and be very concise about it.
FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey gave the Senate Subcommittee on Criminal and Civil Justice an update on Joseph Graves, a former supervisor in the agency's Pensacola crime lab who's accused of compromising hundreds of state drug cases.
He's been charged with grand theft, 12 counts of tampering with or fabricating evidence, and 9 counts of trafficking in illegal drugs. We're convinced that while he was processing these drug cases for the state, that he was substituting over-the-counter medications for the exhibits contributed to us by the sheriffs and police departments of the state.
Graves is free on $290,000 bond. Arraignment is set for February 25th in Escambia County Circuit Court, and more charges may still be pending. The investigation was triggered by the discovery that the prescription drugs had gone missing from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Bailey told the panel that the Graves case is leading them down two separate paths.
We have a criminal investigation going, and we are conducting a comprehensive review of every case that this chemist has touched since he's been in our employ as a chemist since 2006.
FDLE says its commissioner is working on internal measures to avoid a repeat, such as conducting random audits of all agency chemists who process drugs.
Some of the things we're considering to start requiring that our contributing agencies bring pill evidence to us in plastic see-through bags, a more detailed description of what is in the bags to include the color, shape, and any markings that might be on the pills that come in.
Another proposal is that each of the 6 FDLE lab directors, on a quarterly basis, conduct random inspections of evidence containers in their vaults. Bailey says Floridian should remain confident in the agency's overall reputation.
And, Mr. Chairman, I'll leave you that service, integrity, respect, and quality have been the fundamental values. This incident was a breach of each one of those, but it was in one section in one laboratory, and it represented 1% of the chemistry cases that we had worked within that time period.
Commissioner, I certainly share your embarrassment, and my message to the honorable men and women in your bureau is to thank them for what they're doing.
Only a couple of questions from committee members were put to the FDLE chief. One of them was from Senator Alan Hayes, who took exception to the initial action of placing Joseph Graves on paid leave just before he resigned.
Unless you're required by statute to suspend that person with pay, don't ever think of suspending somebody with pay who's suspected of doing something like this. Suspend them without pay if you don't just outright fire them, but for goodness sakes, don't continue to pay them and don't allow them to resign.
FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey says agents are working with the 80 or so law enforcement agencies in 35 counties, including Escambia and Santa Rosa, to sift through the cases which may have been compromised.
We are finding not as many as we had feared, but we are finding other exhibits where over-the-counters were substituted with the drug evidence. We are finding a lot of the cases that are not at all impacted by what's happened here. Now, the defense attorneys may very well come back and tell you they're impacted, but most of them we're finding no tampering.
Previous reports had placed the number of tainted cases at around 2,600, but Bailey says the only acceptable number of such cases is 0. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.